have really, really enjoyed the praise and worship today. It has been special. I'm getting to learn you guys in different ways, and I'm just going to tell you that Tom Pope can sing. Pope boy can sing, I'm telling you. Amen. Well, have to give a man flowers while he lives. Amen. I have been really, really blessed today by the praise and worship. I've been blessed by the sweet spirit that's been in this place. It's really, really important that we always be sensitive to the presence of the Holy Spirit. Because if he's not amongst us, if he's not working in our midst, then we can go on back home. Amen. But even in the stillness and quietness of his work, something great is happening. Amen. And so I'm thankful for that. Listen, take your Bibles tonight. I want you to find two passages of scripture. And I don't know how this is going to tie together, but this is all I got. I want you to find Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1. Proverbs 27 and verse number 1. I just want to read one verse from Proverbs. Proverbs 27, 1. And then in the New Testament, I want you to find Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34. Matthew 27 and verse 1. I'm sorry. Proverbs 27, verse 1. 6 and 34. Matthew 6 and 34. Proverbs 27, verse 1 reads as follows. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Matthew 6 and 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. In other words, tomorrow will worry about its own self. Now listen to this right here. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to talk to us tonight with the Lord to help me. It's totally dependent upon the Holy Spirit. But I want to encourage us to learn to live one day at a time. Just learn to live one day at a time. If the truth would be known and confession would be made, most of us would have to admit, even as believers, we would have to admit that we're not really living by faith, but rather we're dying at the hand of worry and anxiety. We live lives that are full of unnecessary worry and stress. A lot of us have lost our joy. We have very little peace, even as Christians. Our hearts are flooded with fears. All because we have not really learned how to trust the plan and the heart of God. God's will for every single one of his children is that we live lives that is full of joy, full of peace, and full of hope. God wants us to enjoy the life that we have right now. We spend a lot of time talking about the sweet by and by. Amen? But God wants us to have some joy and some fulfillment in the nasty now and now. Amen. God, listen to me, God wants us to enjoy our lives. Amen. And when you're worried and when you're stressed, there's no joy, Brother Dale. There is no peace. There is no fulfillment. God not only wants to prepare us for the life to come, but God wants to teach us how to live the life right now. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Listen. Worry, fretting, complaining, anxiety is a bad testimony in the life of a Christian. Because what you're saying, what I'm saying, is that I really don't trust the God that I claim who loves me. Amen. Proverbs. Look at Proverbs chapter 27, because this is all I got. Proverbs chapter 27, look at verse 1. Solomon says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for you don't know what a day will bring forth. Solomon is not teaching us that we're not to have plans. He's not teaching us that we are not to have goals. Solomon is not teaching us that we don't need to do what we can by the grace of God to prepare for days to come. If you remember, God sent a young man by the name of Joseph to Egypt as a slave so that he could save the lives of his people during 7 years of famine that was going to come. It was Joseph's preparation of that moment that saved them 7 years later. That's not what God is teaching us. What God is teaching us is that you and I are not to be so overly concerned and worried about tomorrow that we forget to enjoy today. There are a lot of us like that. Listen to me. If Pastor Anthony ain't careful, I will leave church Sunday morning worried about who might not be here next Sunday. Amen, Brother Dave, you know you've been a pastor. If I'm not awful careful, I will put myself in a worry frenzy about something that may or may not happen tomorrow. God wants us to learn to live one day at a time. To trust him. Listen, to trust him one day at a time. I spent the morning in the youth class with Jeff and they got to talking about how God gave Israel manna for one day. God said every morning there's going to be a fresh batch of manna on the ground. He said, now listen, 6 days get only what you can eat in a day. If you get any more manna than what you can eat in a day, the worms and the maggots is going to eat it for you. The reason God did that was to teach them how to trust him one day at a time. Let me tell you something that God don't do. God does not give us grace for tomorrow today. Amen. The grace that you have for today is for today. And if God choose to let you get to tomorrow, by the time you step in it, grace will already be there. And what God wants us to do, listen to me, God wants us to learn how to just trust him one day at a time. One day at a time. So look, go with me to Matthew. Now, we're just about finished. Because Jesus is teaching here on worry. He's teaching on worry. Listen. And he's trying to teach us that worry don't fit who we are. Amen. You cannot, watch this, listen. You cannot follow God in faith and walk in worry.
Amen.
Amen. And so he's trying to teach us, listen, he's trying to teach us that the God that we serve will always meet our needs when that need to be met. Do that make sense? In the church that we grew up in, they used to have a saying, you can't hurry God, you just have to wait. He may not come when you want him, but he's always right on time. And what God is trying to teach us, listen, God is trying to teach us how to live one day at a time. Now, the principles that Jesus lays down here, he's talking about material things. He's talking about us worrying about material things. Now, let's just be honest. Even in church, we spend far too much time worried about our careers, worried about the temporary things of this life. Amen? If we would spend as much time trying to lay hold of the riches of God, the spiritual riches, as we do the earthly riches, we'd be a lot better people. Amen. So the principles he's talking about, listen, he's talking about worrying about material stuff, but the principles that he lays down here fits in every area of our lives. It works in every area. Listen, it works in ministry. It works in raising your family. It works in every area. Now watch this. I want you to see something real quick. Listen to what Jesus said. He said in verse 25, he said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought. That means don't worry. Don't worry. Don't be overly concerned about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Now here's the first little point I want you to catch. Is not the life more than meat? And the body more than raiment? Amen. Listen, Jesus is saying to us, we need to understand, listen, one of the ways that we can limit worry and the effects of worry in our lives is when we understand that our lives consist of more than just one or two things. Amen. Now let me tell you why I said it that way. Listen, watch this. Everything on the right side of your life can be going good. The marriage is good. You went to the doctor, you got a good health report. Your stocks is doing good. Amen. Amen. I mean, everything on the right side can be going good. And one thing on the left side can be going bad. And here's how we are. We would rather focus on the one thing that's going bad and let it bend us out of shape than to rejoice over the good things, all of the good things on the other side. There are some of us, listen to me, there are some of us here this morning and we've lost our peace. We can't sleep at night. Our appetite is gone. We have developed ulcers. We got high blood pressure. Listen. and we're fretting over one little thing that's really just a very small fraction of who you are, of the totality of your life. There are times when I leave my job, and I get in the car, and I start home, and old devil set in. Now, let me tell you something. Listen, watch this. If there's a voice speaking to you telling you how bad your life is, it's not God. Amen. It's not the Holy Spirit. And I get in the vehicle and I start home. Listen, and immediately, just because, listen, marriage good, family's going well, the children obeying, got a little money in my pocket, got enough food on the table, but one little thing went wrong on the job, and the devil tell me how bad life is. And you know what I'd rather do? Listen, rather than shutting his mouth, cutting him off and thanking God for all the good things I got, I focus on the one bad thing. Now let me tell you something about worry, because I got this in my notes, so I want to get this to you. When we fail to trust God, to rely upon the sovereignty of God, which means that God is in control of every second of your life, when we fail to trust the sovereignty of God, listen, here's what we do. We start to worry about stuff that we can't control. Amen. And there are a lot of us who are worried. We're worried. We're bent out of shape about stuff. Listen to me. That is God-sized stuff and not you-sized stuff. Amen. So watch what Jesus said. Is this okay? Jesus said, listen. He said, number one, you need to know that your life is more than what you eat. Amen. And your body is more than what you put on it. Now here's the next little point. Look at verse 26. He said, behold the fowls of the air. In other words, look at the fowls of the air. They don't put in applications for the water plant. Amen. They don't run to the banker every 30 days looking for a loan. Listen, he said, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not. In other words, they don't sow, they don't plant, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Jesus said, you ought to learn a lesson about worry from the birds of the air. Amen. Amen. They don't sow, they don't reap, they don't gather into barns, and yet God feeds them. Listen, God takes care of them. You see, the reason why we worry about the future, we worry about finances, we worry about this and that, is because we're not just really confident that God is going to take care of it like he promised. It's a lack, listen to me, and Anthony Bledsoe is eat up with this disease. It's a lack of faith in God. Amen. There is a lack of faith in God, and God is calling you and I not to walk by how we feel, nor by what we see, nor by the opinion of our peers, but by faith in his promises. Now listen what the Lord's saying to us tonight. If I take care of the birds of the air, what make you think I'm not going to take care of you? Amen. Listen, if I feed the fowls of the air, what make you think I'm not going to take care of my children? So God said, you stop worrying about it. Amen. You stop worrying, stop trying, and start trusting. Amen. Yes, sir. Now here's the second little principle. Watch what he says here. Verse 27, key verse here. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his statue. In other words, what Jesus is saying, worry don't fix nothing. Listen, in fact, not only does worry not fix anything, worry breaks stuff. Amen. Listen, most medical experts will tell you that as high as 60 to 70% of the illnesses that we experience in America is caused by worry and stress. Amen. Listen, Jesus said, he said, listen, which of you? Now think about it, because he's talking to you. Listen, by you staying up at night worrying about what your boss think, worrying about what the stock market is going to do, worrying about what the person on the pew next to you is going to do, by you staying up at night, how does it help anything? It don't. Verse 28. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? O ye of little faith. Therefore, take no thought saying what we shall eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed. Now here's another key verse, verse 32. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. When Jesus uses the word Gentile, he's talking about heathens. He's talking about people who are anti-God. People who have no relationship with God, who have no fellowship with God. They are actually idol worshipers. And Jesus is saying to the disciples, and he's saying to us tonight, he said, listen, when you spend your time worried and bent out of shape and all stressed out about things that you can't control and you cannot change, when you ought to be trusting me, he said, you're acting just like an unsaved person. You're acting like a person who don't know anything about God. You're acting like a man who never been born again. You're acting like a man who never seen the hand of God come through for him when his back was up against the wall. And there are some of us here tonight, let's just be honest and real. We're worried about some things. We're stressed out about some things. And we have no right to be. Let's forget about the reason. We don't even have a right to be. Because when we look back over our lives and those times when we've been a believer and walking with God and a child of God, there has never been one time in Anthony Bledsoe's life when God didn't come through for me. There's never been one time when God let me down. There's never been one time when God should have came through and didn't come through. Jesus said, listen, he said, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek, listen, for your heavenly Father know that you have need of all these things. That's the second key point. God knows what we need. And God has committed himself. He has made a promise to meet those needs. He's going to meet those needs. Listen. Verse 33 and 34, and we'll be finished. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient, underline sufficient, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You know what Jesus said? He said, listen, rather than worrying about tomorrow, rather than losing sleep about tomorrow, you need to understand that you got enough trouble in today. Listen, now think with me for a minute. If I just deal with all of the problems that I got right now, if I just accomplish everything that God wants me to accomplish right now, I got enough to do right now to keep me busy, to keep me focused where I don't have time to worry about what's coming tomorrow. I leave that in the hands of God. And so here's what I come tonight to tell you. A lot of us are stressed out. We're worried about the direction of the country. We're worried about the direction of the church. We're worried about stock market. We're worried about this and worried about that. God didn't call us to worry. God called us to trust. God called us, listen, to put our faith in the one who will not fail. And that's his son, Jesus Christ. I've met people who spent their whole life preparing to climb the ladder of success. Either they never made it to the ladder, or when they finally climbed it, they found out that it wasn't nothing of what they thought it would be. And I've had people to come and tell me, say, you know, I sacrificed my marriage. I sacrificed time with my children. I even sacrificed serving God just to get to what I thought was success. I spent hours and hours focusing on that when I should have been focused on this. God said, I know the plans I have for you. They're good plans. In fact, listen, they're better plans than you have for yourself. So stop sweating. Stop stressing. Listen, stop thinking that you got to do it yourself. And you put your faith in me. I take you higher than you thought you could ever go. I take you further than you can ever make it by yourself. And here's the good news. The journey will be pleasurable rather than painful. Amen. Father, thank you tonight for loving us. Thank you that you constantly remind us that we don't have to worry. You said to your disciples, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. We come tonight, Lord, and you know how easy it is for us to be stressed out and worried. You know how easy it is for us, Lord, to see the cup half empty rather than half full. We're really good, Father, at finding things to complain about rather than looking at the things we had to be thankful about. Father, I know that worry is an enemy to faith. And so, God, tonight, as we just bring all of our issues and our concerns and our plans and our goals, as we bring them to the altar tonight, God, help us to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that without me, you can do nothing. And then the Apostle Peter said, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for us. Lord, I pray that you'll take away this spirit of worry, the spirit of anxiety, the spirit that seeks to destroy our hope, rob us of our peace and our joy. Now, Lord, if there's one here that don't know your son Jesus as personal Savior, may this be the night, may this be the hour when they say yes to Jesus. That is our prayer. It is in Christ's name we pray. Amen. You stand with me tonight. If you're here, you never trusted the Lord Jesus as your person.